Menachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet 9-4. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about the shiurim of liquids that go into the nesachim, the things that accompany the olos and shlamim. Now, we said that the word nesachim can be referring to either the wine that accompanies those korbanos, or the combination of oil and flour, which is the minchas nesachim that accompanies those korbanos. We said that the amount of the volume of the nesachim depends not on what type of korban, but rather what type of animal the korban is. So whether it's an ola or a shlamim, what matters is it a bull, is it a ram, is it a goat or sheep? Now, the Torah requires that when if it's going to be a bull, that's a par, so then the amount is of both oil and wine is a half a hin. A hin is 12 lugan, so it means 6 lug. Okay? That's for a bull. 6 lug of oil combined with the flour and 6 lug of wine. If it's a ram, an isle, so then it's going to be a third of a hin, which is 4 lug of oil and 4 lug of wine. Now, as far as the flour goes, the bull, in addition to having 6 lug of oil, it has 3 isronim of flour. So it's 6 lug of oil for 3 isron of flour, so that gives you a 2-to-1 ratio, if you will. Okay? 2 lug for 1 isron. Same for the ram. The ram, you bring a third of hin, which is 4 lug, and you have to bring 2 isronot of flour, so it's going to be 4-to-2. Okay? Again, 4-to-2 is the same as 2-to-1. So the actual consistency of the minchas nesachim of the bull and of the ram is the same. 2 lug of oil per isaron of flour. Okay? This just, in comparison, in general, other menachos have 1 lug of oil for 1 isaron. That means that the bull and the ram have like twice as oily consistency. Okay, for goats and kvasim, a kevas, a lamb, it's actually going to be 1 isaron with a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug of oil. So it's even more oily, the most oily of all. Okay, so our mission is going to talk about what happens if you have nesachim that get mixed up. Now, the mission is a little tricky because the way the bartender explains it, we're talking about the minchas nesachim, meaning the oil and flour mixture is getting mixed up. Okay, the way the Gemara ends up coming away from this Mishnah, we're actually talking specifically about the wine getting mixed up. Again, nesachim could refer to wine or the flour and oil mixture, and the bartender learns, like, not the final maskana of the Gemara. We're talking about flour and oil, and the Gemara ends up saying we're talking about wine, because that, of course, can make this Mishnah tricky to explain. Now, one other thing that makes this Mishnah very tricky to explain is that in English, the word for balila, for combining the flour and oil together, might call it to mix together, is really the same kind of, if we use the word mix, it's the same as the combining of two separate menachos together. They get mixed together, or mixed up. Now, I don't want to have confusion. Therefore, I'm going to translate the word balila, the stirring, the combining of the flour and oil. I'll use the word stir. Not a great translation at all, but I just want to keep the English word totally discreet and separate from what happens if two separate menachos get commingled together. And I'm going to use the word commingle for that. They get mixed one to the other, mixed together. So commingled. So I'm using the word stir for balila, and for things that getting combined, that shouldn't get combined or mixed up, that shouldn't get mixed up, I'm using the word commingle. So stir and commingle, two totally separate words to avoid any confusions in the English translation. Okay. So the way the Mishnah is going to be read, we're basically going to say, let me sit outside first briefly. Bartanura learns, he's going to say essentially that you're allowed, l'chadchila, to commingle minchas nesachim, flour and oil, as long as the consistency of the recipes are the same. So two bull or one bull and a ram or two rams can be mixed together because the consistency of the final product is the same. But it's potentially problematic if you are commingling two different menachos with different recipes, because the consistency wouldn't be the same. And the problem would be if you hadn't yet done belila, stirred the flour and oil together, and then they got commingled. So then you'll never be able, the mixture will not have the right consistency. You'll have too little oil or too much oil, depending on what you're talking about, and therefore would not be valid. Okay, so that's the bartender's sort of what he's going to say. He's going to say it's okay to mix them if it's okay, excuse me, it's okay to commingle them if they have the same consistency, or even if not, if they've already been stirred, belila. But if they have different recipes, different consistencies, different ratios, and they get and they haven't yet been stirred, belila, and they get commingled together, then it's going to be puzzle. Okay, that's how the bartender learns. The Gemara ends up saying the problem is that, as a matter of fact, the Mishnah is saying you could do mix this nisachim lacharchila, but you are not allowed, bottom line, to lacharchila at the outset intentionally commingle two separate nisachim, even if of the flour and oil, even if they have the same consistency. So therefore, the Gemara ends up saying our Mishnah is not talking about the commingling of flour and oil, minchas nisachim, one or the other, but rather we're talking about wine. The wine that accompanies them. And the issue here is, the truth, of course, is that the wine that accompanies a cow or goat or sheep, it's all the same. It's just wine. And the mincha would be put on the fire of the mizbeach. The wine will be poured down this, and there's like a bowl in the southwest corner, top of the mizbeach, it's poured down there. And obviously, the wine is wine. It's all the same wine, same hole. And therefore, like, if things would get commingled, like, so what? But there's a din derabanan, the Gemara comes out of Maskana, which is what our Mishnah is saying here, which is a din derabanan, that if the commingling of the wine, the nisachim of the wine, nisachim, could lead you to think it'd be okay to commingle the minchas nisachim, the flour and oil mixtures, which you can't do l'chalchila, so therefore this din derabanan, we're going to say you also can't mix the wine. And it'll come out then, when we see the Mishnah side, we'll see, in a scenario where there's no reason to make a din derabanan against mixing the wines, because anyways, essentially, it's too late. The flour and oil mixtures have been commingled, so then the wine can be commingled as well. Yes, it's a little confusing, but let's see it inside. Hopefully, it'll be clearer. So first, here, Mishnah Dalet, we're learning according to Bar Tanura. The Mishnah is focusing on the commingling of minchas nisachim, flour and oil mixtures. So the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin niske elim beniske parim. You're allowed b'charchila to commingle the flour and oil mixtures that accompany the korbanos of an olah or a shlamim, minchas nesachim, of a ram and a bull, because they have the same consistency and same recipe, and niske kvasim beniske kvasim, and also the same goes if you have two separate sheep that are brought as one olah, one to shlamim, each has their flour and oil, minchas nesachim, to mix those together, since they have the same consistency, you could do it l'charchila, says the Bar Tanura, no problem. Ma'arvin is a present tense word, it means l'charchila, you could do it. Shel yachid, b'shel tzibur, that's even true if one of the minchas nesachim was for a person's private offering, and the other one was for a tziburi, a communal offering. Shel yom, b'shel emesh, and similarly, if you're talking about zvachim that came on two separate days, now this doesn't just, on this point, let me clarify. Certainly a mincha left overnight becomes invalidated through lina overnight, being left out and not offered. That it doesn't mean you have yesterday's mincha that you didn't offer till today. It doesn't mean that. What it means is when a person brings an animal that has the requirement to bring nesachim with it, an ola or a shlamim, so then he could bring his ola today and then in 10 days' time bring the nesachim that accompany that ola. Okay, he could do it in two separate stages. So the case that the Mishnah is referring to here is, let's say yesterday a guy brought an ola, but it didn't have the stuff to bring the nesachim. And today he brings a shlamim. He can now bring essentially two nesachims, one for today's shlamim, one for yesterday's ola, and that'll be fine. And the point is, if those two flour and oil mixtures, the one for today's shlamim and yesterday's ola, get commingled, even l'chachil, you commingle them, that's fine, that's fine. That's what Mishnah says. Aval, what you can't do is, ein ma'arvin niske kvasim beniske parim ve'elim. You can't commingle the flour and oil that's supposed to go for two different recipes with two different consistencies, assuming you haven't yet mixed them up, because then you're going to have, it's not going to work out. You're not going to have enough, the ratios will be out of whack. Says the Mishnah, v'im balalan elu b'fnei atzman v'elu b'fnei atzman, if you stirred the bull's minchas nesachim, the flour and oil 2-to-1 ratio of the bull, and one bowl, And then you have the second bowl with the 3-to-1 ratio of the bowl is 2-to-1. You have a 3-to-1 ratio for a lamb in a separate bowl, and it's all mixed up. And then those two bowls get commingled. I regret using the word mixed up. I'm sorry. You've stirred each of those two bowls separately, so they have the proper consistency. And then those two bowls with different consistencies get commingled. Then it's arvuk sheirin. Okay, you can do that too. It's not an issue, because once you've done the balila, that's stirring, it's okay. Vim ad shelo balal, if you hadn't yet stirred the flour and oil together for one or both of these nesachim, so now if they get commingled, it's pasul, because there's going to be too much or too little oil in the one that hadn't yet been stirred, balila done to it. Okay, that's what our mission is saying, in short, according to the Bartzenora. Okay, now, the Gemara, like I said, says there's a problem. Our Mishnah says, Ma'arvin, the first word is you're allowed to commingle them. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, you can't actually, l'charchila, intentionally go and commingle two separate nesachim. Each one should be offered separately based on a pasuk. And therefore, what our Mishnah is talking about here is actually the wine that accompanies the korbanos. And the basic, like I said before, is if we have a din derabanan, not to mix the wine from two different korbanos as nesachim, but to keep them separate, lest people think, just like I can intentionally mix the wine together, I can intentionally mix their minch nesachim, their flour and oil, together as well, which could lead then to making it be not even bidyevet, not kosher, if you hadn't done balila, if you hadn't stirred up the minch nesachim, the flour and oil, before they got commingled. That being the case, the way to read the Mishnah according to Maskana, I'll read it now inside, is like this. Ma'arv niske elim b'niske parim, you may commingle the wine that accompanies a ram with the wine that accompanies a bull, and niske kvasim beniske kvasim, and the wine that accompanies one lamb with a different lamb, you're allowed to lechadchila mix up the wine that accompanies these two karbonos, provided if the situation is that you've already commingled b'di'eved their minchas nesachim. You weren't supposed to. But now, if their flour and oil got mixed up, and they have the same recipe, so now, okay, they got mixed up. B'di'eved, it's kosher. There's no reason any further to say you shouldn't mix the wine, commingle the wine, I should say. And therefore, l'charechi, you're allowed to commingle the wine from these two korbanos. Now that their flour and oil minchas nesachim have been commingled, and b'di'eved, that's okay. So now l'charechi, you can commingle the wine as well. Aval, however, ein ma'ar v'niske kvasim v'niske parim ve'elim. The wine that is accompanying a lamb shouldn't be commingled with the wine that's accompanying a bull or a ram. This is talking about a situation, even if the menachos that accompany these two korbanos got mixed up, got commingled, I should say, got commingled, because that since they are different recipes, different consistencies, the mixture now is pasul b'di'eved, because you got the consistency now wrong, and therefore you'll have to bring new minchas nesachim, and therefore we say, okay, we're not letting you now go and chachila commingle their wine, and said either bring the wine or bring new wine if you commingle it. Okay, that's a din derabanan. V'im balalan, however, if you had already the oil and the flour of the two different recipes, meaning like the one bowl had it for the lamb and the other bowl had it for the bull, and they had been stirred up, so the consistency for each in the two separate bowls is now correct. Eil b'shnei atzman v'eil b'shnei atzman, each of the two bowls separately, as they should. And after that, nis arvu, after that, the two stirred up minchas nesachim get combined into a single bowl, which is okay b'di'eved, because they had their consistency properly. So then, kasherim. Kasherim means it's mutter l'chachila now to also commingle the wine. Kasher means the wine can be commingled because there's no point to have a din d'rabban anymore. But im ad shelo balal, if the wine and oil hadn't been stirred up in the two separate bowls before they got combined together, then puzzle. In such a scenario, you're also not allowed to combine to commingle the two different wines. Instead, you have to either keep the wine separately or, you know, bring new wine, just as you'll have to bring now new flour and oil mixtures because they got commingled in the wrong ratios. Okay, so that was definitely not so simple, but we're past the tough part and we're moving on to other things. So if you got it, great. If not, there's always next time. The last part of the mission is a new point here. It's talking about the animal, the lamb, that is brought with the Korban Omer. On the second day of Pesach, we discussed that Korban Omer, that meal offering to Mincha, but there's also a lamb that comes as an Ola, and the Torah specifies that it should have twice the amount of flour as a normal first Nesachim, as a normal Ola. So the Mishnah says here, HaKeves HaBa'im HaOmer, regarding that lamb that comes with the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, Afal Pishim Menchaso Kfula, even though the flour component of its Minchas Nesachim is doubled, meaning that there's two Isaronos instead of one Isaron of flour, Lohayo Nesachav Kfulin. The liquid component, both the oil and the wine, but the primary focus here is the oil, I guess, is not doubled, meaning you're going to have two Isaronos of flour, but only one lug of shemen. So it'll be an especially, you know, non-oily, especially dry mincha, I guess, so to speak, the driest of all the menachos, except for those that have no oil at all.